within each of those sectors a limited amount of cyber guidance, or is there a lot of information to process?
There's a lot of information, Francis. What we found is that there's a wide variety of guidance that's available to these sectors for implementing the controls that are necessary to protect their computers and networks that operate their critical infrastructures.
Now, how is that information going from government entities, including DHS, to the other federal agencies and the private sector organizations that need to get that information?
Well, actually, this guidance comes from a number of sources, some of which includes international standard-setting organizations, as well as federal entities such as NIST and the federal regulators that are responsible for overseeing the operations at these particular sectors, including DHS. And this data is actually, this guidance is actually provided to, or is made available to the agencies through any number of means, some of which is through the regulations that federal agencies set up for particular guidance. Others are just available to anyone and that are particularly applicable to some of the sectors.
So as you look at how this information is distributed, what do you see about, at least as far as how the government organizations like DHS are distributing, sharing this information?
Well, DHS has set up a couple of guidance that it sends out, particularly with regard to control systems security that it makes available to sectors within, to each of the sectors. And the basic mechanism that could be used, but what we found wasn't necessarily being used in all cases, is what is known as a sector-specific plan. And this is a plan in which the entities within that sector are used to guide their activities to protect their critical infrastructure, including those networks and systems that support that infrastructure. And one of the key things that we identified is that many of those plans did not identify the guidance that was specific to that sector and which could help both the federal partners as well as the entities within that sector to protect their systems against the specific risks and vulnerabilities that are applicable to that sector.
Who is it that should be identifying this key guidance and identifying these standards so that these organizations can include it in the information they make available?
Well, certainly the individual entities in the sectors have that responsibility, but DHS and the federal regulators and others can help and assist in that effort, and that's what we recommended to the Secretary of Homeland Security, that the department, in collaboration with its private sector partners and other federal partners, collaborate to identify the most pertinent and applicable guidance that's available and to include that, or at least consider including that, in those sector-specific critical infrastructure protection plans.
Now, you write, given the plethora of guidance available, individual entities within the sectors may be challenged in identifying the guidance that is most applicable and effective in improving their security posture. What do you think, did you look at all at what, I guess, a filter or a prioritization process or whatever would look like to help these organizations identify what's important, what's not, or what's really good information and what might not be?
Well, that's one of the key issues, is that these entities, both within the sector and also this is where DHS can also help through information sharing mechanisms, is to help identify the risk specific to those entities and then to identify the pertinent guidance that will help those entities mitigate those risks. And as I mentioned earlier, what we found is that identifying the specific guidance and including them, or at least considering including them in these sector-specific plans, can help those entities focus on that guidance and those controls which most effectively protect their assets.
The recommendation in this one, Greg, is pretty clear-cut. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in collaboration with the sector-specific agencies, sector coordinating councils, and owners and operators of cyber-reliant critical infrastructure, should determine whether it's appropriate to have key cybersecurity guidance listed in sector plans or annual plans and adjust planning guidance accordingly. Give me a little bit of a translation there, if you could.
Well, it's pretty much just identifying all the guidance that's out there, assessing the risks within the individual sectors that pertain to each of those sectors, and then of those risks and vulnerabilities to identify the specific controls and guidance that's available to help mitigate those particular risks.
The first step of that, identifying the guidance that's out there, is that just a basic inventory process, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, that's what we actually did as part of this review, was to go out to the sector coordinating councils, and these are the private sector councils of the entities within each of these critical infrastructure sectors, and ask them, well, what guidance is out there, and what do you do members and entities within your group actually use and apply? And that's what we came up with, basically an inventory of a large number of guidance. For example, in the banking and finance sector, we identified about 136 specific documents related to information security controls. Some of these are kind of broad-based documents. Other of these controls are documents were designed for a specific control vulnerability or issue. And so there is a large number of these, and it pretty much goes across each of the sectors that have a large volume of these documents.